Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, for I'm going to talk to you kind of like a civilian because I'm not sure if you understand the lingo. So do you understand what the flashy thingy is on a trucker?
Gold chain around his neck?
No, and it ain't his chain drive wallet either. The flashy thingy, you know, I heard a guy the other night, he was complaining because a lot of times he said, I respect truckers, man, and I like driving down the road, and I flash them my lights, and a lot of times those guys, when they come over, they won't give me the flash back. I need to be flashed back because I get all pissed off then, and I'll go around and brake check them or something like that. Seriously. Now, do you understand what I mean by the flashy thingy?
That's the flashy thingy?
Well, the flashy thingy. Do you understand? It's kind of trucker language, trucker code. One of the things that, in fact, I will tell you that a lot of your new drivers, from what I'm being told by the experienced drivers, and again, you know, experienced drivers always like to go, oh, the new guys suck. But anyways, I think a lot of new guys.
They really do.
Well, I don't think so. I think a lot of new guys are going to carry on the same tradition. I mean, I think in every generation you have your good and bad. But anyways, the flashy thingy, okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand what the flashy thingy is?
I get it now.
Now,
yeah.
Okay, Johnny, what I'd like to ask you is how would you, you're Johnny Acid, you're going down the road in your Pinto, okay?
Uh-huh.
And there you are, and a trucker passes you out. What do you do?
The flashy thingy.
How do you do the flashy thingy? Explain to me what Johnny Acid would do. How would you signal the trucker? How would you do it? Would you like hold a flashlight out the window and flash, flash? How would you do it?
No, you know, I usually carry one of those fake police lights. I'll put it up on the dash, you know, pull them over with my Pinto.
All right. No, but for real. Now, Johnny, how would you flash the trucker? Come on. Okay. Enough. First off, why would you flash him? Do you understand the lingo of the road? Why we flash?
Well, flashing could mean...
Yeah, I know what you're thinking it means, Johnny. I'm talking about flashing, not what? Flashing, so you're not at, streaking and flashing, Johnny Acid.
You're asking me why four-wheelers flash
I'm talking truckers? About the legal flashing. If you're flashing a trucker, I've been flashed.
Are you asking me why?
Okay, I'm asking you, first off, yeah, why should a vehicle flash a trucker?
Because 9 out of 10 four-wheelers are idiots.
No. No, I'm asking you, why do we have the flashing etiquette? Let's say that. Let me ask it that way.
Are you behind the truck or are you coming?
Yeah, he's past you. Okay, he's just past you, legally past you. Okay, and why would you give him the flash?
To let him know you're coming around.
No, he's already past you. He just passed you. So here, look, see my hands. They can't see, but you can. It's a podcast. So here's a trucker. He comes around and he passes you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And why would this car flash the trucker?
To piss him off?
No. They flash, Johnny, because they want to let them back in. They're saying, hey, you've cleared me. It's okay to come over. Did you not know that? Are you serious? Come on, man.
Yeah, I get it now.
Yeah. Hey, I just said, are you...
I think they do it because they want to piss the trucker off, but whatever. We'll go with your version.
No. No, they do it because they're saying, hey, you've cleared me. And
let's take a poll. Let's ask the truckers. I think you'll probably get more votes for,
you know,
they're
going
to piss the trucker off.
I'm going to make a meme on this one because I am curious to see how many four-wheelers would actually know what even the reason for the flashing is. I would think everybody knows. My gosh. But, okay, so the reason when a trucker goes by you, Johnny Acid, you wait till he gets cleared, you know, to where it's safe, and then you flash him your lights, and then he puts his turn signal and he comes over. Now, my question to you, you've seen it done before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how would you flash him? What would you do?
Well, if I'm in a Pinto, I'm going to be so far back.
Okay, come on. I know you're not in a Pinto. Nobody owns a Pinto. Okay, so you're in your whatever.
One,
you're in your Mercedes or whatever you drive.
Okay.
And now, how would you flash him? How do you do it? Just tell me.
I'd pull back on the, you know, the...
The lever?
Like the headlight thingy. I'd pull back on, I'd like tap on that a couple times.
Well, that would turn your high beams on.
Right. It flashes the high beams. Yeah.
That's the flash that truckers get pissed off over. Now, I'm not kidding.
Well, I just told you they get pissed off.
Now you know why they get pissed off. Why do you think they're getting pissed off? They got a big, giant, what's called a West Coast mirror. You got a mirror like this, and you're looking in it, and some dumbass flashes his freaking halogen, and they're like 20 billion candle power lights now in your mirror, and you're like now half blind. You can't even see to get over anyways. That's why truckers don't like it. Truckers don't want you in a four-wheeler to turn your high beams on his big giant mirror. You're killing him.
Well, Well, hold on. In your scenario, I'm in a Pinto.
I'm going to give you the way you do. I'm going to give you the proper way.
Well, hold on, hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm in the Pinto in your scenario, and the headlights on a Pinto will light up the road like a dim candle, first of all.
Correct.
And then the headlights are going to be yellow.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's from the grime all over the lens and everything. Right. So.
And then they got a big film on the window from the weed and stuff being smoked
that's,
in there.
That's right. Exactly it.
Right. So no, you wouldn't
okay,
be.
Okay, now tell me the right way to flash someone, please. I'm dying to know.
You turn your headlights off and back on. And you don't turn them all the way off. You turn them toward the parking light still on. Okay? That's all you do. You turn it down to parking, up, down, up, down, up. That's all you do. Flash, flash, flash. Trucker will come over. And if he signals back to you, good for you. Don't get mad if he doesn't signal back to you. Most truckers really don't want to signal to cars. I used to. If a car flashed me correctly, I'd give him. And a trucker normally will. He's got a little thing in there. He'll hit it, and it'll make the back lights go out for a second and pop back on. Flash, flash. Or he'll turn his four ways on and give you a four way. In fact, a lot of truckers that I've driven with when I was in my car, even. Would flash me, and I would, as you know, to say, "Hey, you passed me, come on over." And I'd put my four ways on for a couple clicks and to say thank you. It's like etiquette. But absolutely, if you're in a four wheeler, you do not want to use the high beams for the flashy thingy. It just doesn't work, Johnny Acid. Go ahead, buddy.
You know what I would do?
Please tell us.
I do the flashy thingy, and then when the truck starts coming over, I'd speed up. Ha ha, gotcha. And then I'd slow down. Then I'd speed up.
Yeah, and as he took your quarter panel off.
I'm in a Pinto.
Why would you speed up?
Crush me like a bug. Pinto.
Yeah, the joke's on him as he crushes you.
I never had a Pinto. I had an AMC Pacer.
Yeah, they were worse than a Pinto. I actually had two Pintos. I did. I bought them for $50, and the guy felt so sorry for me, he gave me a spare. It wouldn't start.
You paid double what he paid.
Yeah, I probably did. That was horrible. But no, I'm serious. That is just proper etiquette. You know, and when a trucker goes by you, you know, the one thing you don't want to do is flash him like right away to where, you know, if he blows a tire, it's going to go through your windshield. You know, give him a little bit of room there, flash him. In fact, you know, he may flash you, he may not. But when you flash him to say, hey, come on over, you're at least letting him know. That, and in fact, you're really helping out on the road by doing that. But you want to do it safely, okay? No high beams, off and on with the lights, and that's all you need. It's that simple, Johnny Acid. It's that simple, buddy.
Always an education here on Talk CDL.
It's not always an education. Sometimes we have a little bit of fun, but you know, sometimes I feel that podcast has really reached a lot of people, and has. Obviously, we've been able to put out. In fact, did you know what podcasters are really called? The messengers. I'm serious. That's what podcasters are called. And so we put out a lot of messages. You know, we've got, 250-some, almost 300 episodes on iTunes and on TalkCDL.com. And a lot of it's just having fun, you know, but it's all about trucking. You got anything else to add to this particular podcast, Johnny Acid?
If you're going to flash a trucker, just make sure you keep your clothes on.
Oh, Johnny Acid.
Johnny,
you know, speaking of flashing, I could not tell you how many times I was flashed.
Really?
Yeah. Never by a guy, okay, which I'm thankful to.
but not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, Johnny, you're sick. But anyways, as a trucker, you know, and I know truck drivers have been flashed since we're talking about the other flashing. I'm telling you, a good handful of times I've been flashed, you know, just people just doing it, and you know, they're doing it for attention or whatever, but man, it's something that are out there on the road. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Talk about a distraction.
And
that could cause a rollover.
To be honest with you, it could, you know, and of course, being that I'm dedicated to my wife and everything, Johnny Acid, I was like eyes of steel. You know, not even bothered by it.
Just had blinders on, looking straight ahead, huh?
Not bothered by it one bit, Johnny Acid. And no matter what they look like, I was strictly a working man out there.
Okay. Yeah, right.
No, Johnny. Yeah. All right, look, we're running out of things to say here. You know, the podcast is a little light on time here, Johnny Acid. So if you got a couple other things you want to talk about, you know, we sure can talk about it, buddy. You got something? You got something in trucking you want to talk about?
Well, that whole flashing thing is, I could spend hours on that.
Yeah, Johnny Acid. I know. And you know, that's probably why I'm trying to like maybe slip out the back door here, because I'm trying to keep this, you know, at least PG rated Johnny Acid. You know, ever since we brought you on the show, you know, we've got to kind of keep a bit in your mouth and, you know, like a horse, try to steer you a little bit.
Well, you know, in addition to flashing the driver the right way to let him know that you're letting him in, there's probably other things that you can do, too, to be courteous to a driver. Like, don't brake check him. Don't get in front of him. And I'm going to teach him a lesson. Watch me.
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, you know, the brake checkers, I 100% don't get that. I mean, I don't think that they realize the actual impact and the power of 80,000 pounds crumbling over their vehicle. I mean, and there's been vehicles that were literally flattened like a pancake. You can find the videos, and it's disturbing. You're way better off not getting in front of a trucker. Even if a trucker is being a jackass to you, let him go down the road.
Yeah, I'm going to get in front of this guy with a 48,000-pound steel coil, and I'm going to show him, man.
No, you can find videos everywhere about people brake checking truck drivers. And again, you know, you don't know. Here's the thing about...
It's usually a guy in a Pinto.
Truckers are human. And the reason I say that is because you might have a guy in an 80,000-pound vehicle that, A, just got fired. I just seen a video where a guy took barley. I think it was hops or barley for a beer plant.
Uh-huh.
He got fired on the road. And so he went and dumped like 10 tons of it on the side of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't get his last paycheck, and he's probably going to have little trouble getting hired somewhere
else.
Well,
but the reason I say that is because you get a guy that's been fired, or maybe just lost somebody, or maybe he's just really mad. He's fighting with his old lady, whatever, right? Let me tell you something. He's got 80,000 pounds. You get in front of him and brake check him, that might be all he needs to go off the edge.
Oh, yeah, the guy could go postal for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and this message is to all you guys, guys and gals, four-wheelers, young people, old people, whatever. Hey, let me tell you something, Johnny Acid. I not only see young, a lot of people blame stuff on the young kids today. Dude, I could show you videos of older men and women in road rage incidents, and the older person's the aggressor.
It happens a lot.
It happens an awful lot. So, you know, we can't just blame one generation or anything like that. So, bottom line with it is, stay out of the trucker's way. You never know, especially if he's already pissed off at you.
Give him plenty of room.
Give him plenty of room. And when you pass him, if he doesn't flash you, yeah, because, you know, that's the other thing. A lot of cars will I've seen cars wait for a trucker to flash them. Most truckers are not going to flash the car to say, come on over. Sometimes they will. Old school truckers will. But I'm telling you right now, if you're waiting for a trucker to treat you like a trucker, it ain't happening. And if you're in a car and you drive a truck for a living, he can't tell that you're a trucker. So, let's respect the truck driver. You got 80 feet of truck, 80,000 pounds, and a human being operating it, just like you. A lot of people don't get that. They say, oh, he needs to be the professional. Guess what? He's a human, and she's a human. So you just never know. There's many people that are in prison that killed somebody just on impulse that never, ever committed a crime.
I met a few of them while I was there.
Yeah, I hear you, Johnny Acid. Well, listen, let's wrap this up, Johnny Acid. I wanted to just talk about the flashy thingy.
And don't use the high beams.
Yeah. So my advice, here's my advice. The best thing you can do is, first off, stay away from trucks going down the road. Give them room. Stay out of their blind spots. Don't come flying in front of them, okay, especially down a hill. And we'll have a podcast on that later on. But more importantly, if you're going to flash them, don't flash them with your high beams. They hate it. We hate it. I hate it. Nobody wants a high beam in their eyes. Okay? Flip your lights on and off a couple times. 1, 2, 3, whatever. And you're not gonna lose sight of the road. I hear people saying, I ain't turning my lights off at night. Dude, you're not gonna lose sight of the road in a quick flash. Anyways, that's my advice. Treat the trucker on a higher level than yourself. And truckers, treat the four-wheeler on a higher level than yourself. If everybody puts each person on a higher level than themselves, we would be more courteous out there on the road. Johnny Acid, go.
That includes the East Coast, the Northeast.
No, they're a special breed.
Yeah, you're not going to get flashies up there.
Yeah, you're...
ain't no flashy in New York City.
Yeah, they're a special kind of people up there in the Northeast. And we're from up there, Johnny Acid. We're from up in the Allentown area, so we can make those claims, right, brother?
Roger that.
Yeah, we know what it's like to drive in New Jersey and New York. That, you know, the courtesy almost stops at the Mason-Dixon line. And look, a lot of people, I'll probably take flack for that comment, but I'm going to tell you something. I've been living in the South for 17 years. I lived in Pennsylvania. I used to talk to drivers all the time, and like you'd go to hire one, and you know what? You'd say to a Northeast driver, what are you looking for, buddy? You know what he'd say? Oh, I don't want to run the Northeast. I'd be like, well, how the hell are you going to get home? Even the East Coast drivers don't want to run the East Coast. So that I'm just saying that's how crappy the East Coast is. You know, there's over 300 million people in the United States of America, Johnny Acid, and there's like 150 plus million on the East Coast. So literally half the country lives up in that Northeast corner. I think from Boston to like Richmond, Virginia, it's like 150 mil or something. It's a crazy amount of numbers of people. So you got to think to yourself, what is the deal there? Well, they're living on top of each other like rats. That's why, you know, their minds, they're more protective, they're more defensive. Their language alone, the way they talk to each other. I once was driving up in Massachusetts, and I this was back when I lived in Pennsylvania, and I had a driver from, I think he was from Alabama or Texas. He was from the South. Really nice guy, and he was following me. We were going like to the same industrial park, and we stopped somewhere, and we got breakfast. And I think it was either in Connecticut or Mass. And I just talking to the waitress, you know, went back and forth. Nothing out of the ordinary. But after she left, he said, dude, he said, is she going to spit in our food? I go, why would you ask that? He goes, were you guys just arguing? I said, no, we're not arguing. Why does it sound like we're arguing? You know, but that's just the way people perceive the East Coast, you know, as an aggressive. And it is, you know, that when you live in the South for 17 years and you see people are way more laid back, and then you see the way people are in the Northeast, the way they even answer their questions, it's really more aggressive. And, you know, that's where I'm raised. I'm an aggressive person when it comes to answering questions. So, but you get to see that difference when you live somewhere else and people, I'll give you an example. Down here in the South, you walk in your neighborhood, everybody will wave to you and say hi. Hey, how you doing today? Hey, neighbor, how you doing? Hey, neighbor, hey, Troy, how you doing? I'm not kidding you. Everybody for a mile will wave to you nice, cutting their grass will stop, they'll say hi, whatever the case is. You say hi to somebody 9 out of 10 times up in New Jersey or New York, and you know what they do? They reach for their wallet. I'm not kidding you. It's like, what do you want? It's exactly what they're thinking, and I don't blame them either.
My neighbors never say hello to me. They usually just point to their grass where my dog took a crap. Can you pick that up, please, before I call the cops again?
But it's true. Is it not true about the East Coast?
It is.
It is, man. Like, you try to walk around in New York and look like you're a tourist. Look like you don't know where you're going, and you're going to have people approaching you for money all day long. It's just crazy like that. And so, you know, the one thing you don't want to do is it's almost like you got to put a poker face on when you're up there in the city areas. I kid you not.
Is it true that half the country lives up there?
I believe it is.
So if a truck driver refuses to go to the Northeast, he's missing out on half the freight?
Well, I mean, and that's the one thing that I always tell drivers for many years. You know, if you're taking loads to the East Coast, at least, you know, if you're a driver that signs on with a company and says, hey, I'll go anywhere, I'm telling you, at least you're getting freight all the time. You limit yourself. And companies have told me this before. You know, a lot of companies will not make a driver go to the East Coast, but they'll tell them right up front, you know, you're limiting yourself because, and like, I'll give you an example. I know a carrier. They have a policy where they will run you from Pennsylvania South if you don't want to run New Jersey, New York, and all that other stuff, right? But the question the director asked me one time, he said, what if you have a driver and he's sitting in San Francisco and he refuses to do the East Coast and the only load on a Friday you have is going to New Jersey? That's all you got. You're going to refuse 3,000 miles?
That would be crazy.
It would be crazy, and a lot of drivers would because they don't want to go there. And that's their prerogative. I'm not knocking a driver for not going there, but you know, that sure knocks your paycheck down. When you look at the end of the year, how many loads you said no to. I ain't doing the Northeast. I've heard truckers say, my truck don't know even what New Jersey smells like. I cut that off my map long ago. So, I mean, it is what it is. But, man, you sure limit yourself when it comes to miles. And it's just like in the wintertime. A lot of drivers refuse to go above I-40. You know, because of the snow and everything, they don't want to, you know. And look, I would rather a driver not go north. Just me personally, if I'm a safety director, I'd rather a driver that's saying, I don't want to go north. If he's afraid to drive in the snow, he's sure going to have a wreck if he gets in the snow. You know what I mean? Because he's, or, you know, it's not a good thing to be scared to death of the snow. And don't get me wrong, you should respect it, but you sure, you know, if you're going to fear it the entire time, you're looking for trouble.
If you're going to be a truck driver, just know going in that starting out, the best thing that you can do is go everywhere. Learn how to be a trucker. Drive everywhere. Go into the big cities. Go into the snow. That's going to make you a better driver.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, I think that's why your bigger carriers now, and I've talked to a bunch of them, when drivers graduate school, what they make them do now is go with a trainer in all terrains. They're going to go on the Rockies. They're going to get them out to the West Coast. They're going to get them into New York City. They're going to get them into the South. They're going to get them everywhere they can, where every situation possibly, they want them in all kind of weather. They want them in all kind of traffic situations. And that's a good thing. It really is.
You delivered freight to New York City.
I used to run New York City all the time.
You used to haul 100-pound bags of flour off the back. Talk about touch freight.
Yeah, that was a tough job. But, you know, the thing about with me was, just being honest, if I'm being straight up about it, I didn't know any better. I didn't even know that anything existed beyond the Northeast. When I was a kid, I was driving New Jersey, my grandfather at like 17, in a cab over, driving in the cities anyways.
If you were to go back out on the road, would you take loads to the Northeast?
Sure, absolutely. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to take it all the time. I'm not a glutton for punishment, but I would want to mix it up. But, you know, if I was somewhere and it was a 600 plus mile load, I'm taking any load. I'm serious. Because that's what you really need. You need like at least 500 a day. It's nicer to get 600 a day plus.
You would not want me in the Northeast. You know why?
Why?
You'd have to change my name from Johnny Acid to Johnny Jackknife.
Johnny Jackknife. I hear you. Well, you know what? Honestly, it's not like that, man. I would tell you something. As far as the weather goes, if that's what you're talking about, you know, you just have to get in there and just get... Do you remember as a kid driving your car in the snow? What was the first thing you learned? What we all learned it as kids up in Pennsylvania. Don't hit your brakes, right? Everybody knows when you're driving in on snowy roads, don't hit your brakes. If you hit your brakes and steer left, the car is going to go right. If you hit your brakes and steer right, your car is going to go left. As soon as you take your foot off the brake, your wheels start turning and you can guide your vehicle. Trucking's the same way. Stay off the brakes and don't go driving faster than you should drive. And you know the one piece of advice an old timer gave me one time, Johnny Acid?
What?
He said, don't ever let a group of guys talk you into driving past what you think you can do. Don't drive uncomfortably. And what he was saying was, because a lot of times at night, at least back when I was a driver, you'd meet up with a driver to, you know, maybe going 500 miles your way, and you'd talk to each other the whole time. And if your truck was fast and his truck was fast, sooner or later you guys were up there, you know what I mean, in speed. And I'm talking about through Pennsylvania on 80, real windy, hilly roads, and, you know, in Ohio or even in snow. And I've run with some truckers when I was a young guy and not the most experienced that were doing, I'm talking like crazy speeds in snowy roads. And this old timer, Gary, I met him and he said, don't ever let anybody talk you into running the way you don't want to run. Because, you know, once you get goaded into keeping up with somebody or doing something else, that's a sure disaster. So that would be my advice to all you drivers out there.
Good advice.
Yeah, I don't even know what this podcast start out with.
Flashy, flashy.
Flashy, flashy thingy. Okay, all right. Well, here we are talking about the Northeast. So listen, Talk CDL, it's all about trucking. We're going to go ahead and cut this podcast out. Advice, get up every day, honestly, and try to be positive and always pray. Johnny Acid, you got something else?
Flashy, flashy.
All right. Peace.